This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
Hi, this is Katie Souza, and welcome to Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. This week, I'm going to wrap up our series on the light of Jesus Christ and how it heals the wounds in your soul. I'm going to show you how Jesus healed people long distance through his words, which released the light that was in him. I can't tell you how many times I've prayed for people who were in another state or even another country, and they received a miracle. It happened because the scripture says, when we decree a thing, it is established because the light shines upon our ways. Our words release the light of Christ that's within us, and his light heals. I had a friend who lived in another country who was seriously ill for many, many months. I began to pray for him every day by decreeing healing scriptures over his soul and his physical body. I continued to be faithful to do so for 3 months. Finally, there was a major breakthrough, and he was so healed that now his ministry is literally touching the world. Again, Job says that when we decree a thing, it will be established and the light will shine upon our ways. Our words release the light of Christ that's in us. Did you know that light travels at 186,000 miles per second? That means your decrees can release the healing light of Christ to anyone in the world at any time. This is great news. Your loved ones don't need to be in the same room as you for you to minister to them. They don't even need to be in the same state. You can decree a thing and it will be established because the light of Christ will shine upon your ways. So in the last program, we were talking about the light of Jesus Christ, how it's a power that can heal you in your body and in your soul. Malachi 4:2 says that the Son of Righteousness, which is Jesus, arises with healing in his wings and his beams of light. Light heals. The word healing in that scripture, he arises with healing, is a Hebrew word marpe, and it means health, healing, and a cure. It also means sound of mind. Your mind is part of your soul. So light brings health, healing, and a cure to your physical body, but it also causes you to be sound of mind. It also causes you to be healed of the woundedness that's in your soul. So when God spoke in Genesis 1, he created light, didn't he? Why did he create light first? Why was it the first thing he created? Because it was who he is. That's what 1 John 1:5 says. God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. No, not in any way. See, one of the reasons why God created light first is because he is light. So when he opened his mouth, what came out of him? What he is. He is light. We are made in the image of God. So when we speak, God has decreed that the light that is in us will be released through our voice, through our words, through our decree. Look up the word voice in the New Testament. The root of that word in the Greek means this, listen, to bring forth into the light, to cause to shine, to shed light, to shine, to be bright and resplendent. According to the Strong's Concordance, our voice releases light. How many of you ever quoted Job 22:28? You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. You've all quoted that, right? Well, now listen to the entire verse in its wholeness. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established, and the light will shine upon your ways. When you decree things, your voice does what the word voice means. It sheds forth light. It shines light. Let's just look at a couple of scriptures. Matthew 8. Let's read Jesus here.
healing a person by long distance by just speaking a word. It says that Matthew 8, Jesus went into Capernaum and a centurion came to him begging him and saying, Lord, my servant boy is lying in the house paralyzed and distressed with intense pains. And Jesus said to him, I will come and restore him. But the centurion replied to him, Lord, I'm not worthy or fit to have you come under my roof, but only speak the word and my servant boy will be cured. You know, whether this centurion realized it or not, he had a Holy Spirit revelation. He just knew that if Jesus spoke a word, that his servant would be healed. And what's really cool was Jesus' response to this man. He said, I tell you the truth, I have not found so much faith as this with anyone, even in Israel. And then he said to the centurion, go, it shall be done for you as you have believed. I love that because Jesus was saying, look, you're believing in something that doesn't make sense at all. You're believing that I can stand here in one town and not be anywhere near your servant, not be anywhere near him. He's completely in another place, but you're believing that all I have to do is speak a word and that person will be healed. That is great faith. We need to have the same great faith. And now we can substantiate and build our faith by understanding how that works, the mechanics behind why we can speak a word, and a person in another town, in another state, in another country can get healed. Amen? I love what it says right at the very end of that story. It says, and that servant boy was restored to health at that very moment. To me, that proves even more that it was the light coming out of Jesus's words that he spoke that healed that servant, because that light traveled at 186,000 miles per hour to that servant, and he was healed at that moment. See, nothing else could have done that but the light. That's why God has ordained that when we speak, we loose the light of Christ that is in us, because it can go there at that very moment and someone can be healed. How do you think words of knowledge work with me on the stage? I have said thousands of words of knowledge in my career in this doing this ministry. Thousands of words of knowledge, and I've seen thousands of healings. Amy has been a witness to that. She is beginning to move in that too, where she stands on stage and speaks a word. All she does is speak a word, and a person in the audience that we are not touching, we're not going and laying hands on them, gets healed instantly upon the word of knowledge. Why? Because when the speaking happens, the light comes out, flies across the audience into the person it was intended for, heals them in both their body and their soul in an instant. Do you understand? I want you to understand the mechanics about what's happening so that when you finally stand up on this stage or you get up on the corner of the homeless shelter and you start speaking words of knowledge, you don't even have to go lay hands on that homeless man who is not well in his mind and wants nothing to do with you, doesn't want you to get near him or touch him or pray for him or anything else, but you don't have to do that. You can just speak a word and my servant will be healed. Amen? I love this story in John 4. It says this. Let's read it. Verse 46. So Jesus came again unto Cana of Galilee, where he made the water into wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. Okay, I want to stop right there. So this boy was sick. Guess what? He was physically sick in his body because he had a wound in his soul. The word sick there means strong in soul. That's the root of it. He needed to be made strong in soul. There are other places where the word sick is used and it has nothing to do with the soul. So we know for sure that in this case, since the Bible chose to use that particular Greek word, this boy had an illness that was causing him to die because he had a wound in his soul. Well, the scripture is awesome because Jesus didn't go and lay hands on that kid. He spoke a word. Amen. It says that when that man heard that Jesus had come out of Judea unto Galilee, he went to him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. And Jesus said to him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. And then he said to no one, say unto him, sir, will you come down before my child dies? And Jesus said to him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word Jesus spoke, and he went his way. So Jesus spoke a word. He didn't go lay hand on this boy. He spoke a word. And then what happened? The man goes home, and on the way, his servants come to meet him. And they tell him that the fever had left him. And when the man asked, when did it leave? They said it was at that very hour that Jesus spoke the word. See, again, That proves to me that it was light that came out of Jesus' mouth. When he decreed a thing, it was established because the light shone upon his ways. And that light not only healed that boy of the physical thing that was killing him, but he healed him. It healed him of the wound in his soul that allowed him to get sick in the first place. How many of you people know people that are sick and you are suspecting right now that they are seriously sick because they have a wound in their soul? I know people are home right now. You have children, spouses, friends, family members that you believe now that you understand why they're sick. It's because they have a wound in their soul. Well, be assured that you can stand right in your living room, right in your bedroom, right in your house, and you can speak a word. You can decree a thing, and it will be established because the light will shine upon your ways. You will open your mouth, begin to decree healing scriptures over them, and that light from inside your spirit will go out your mouth and be there at 186,000 miles per second and heal them.
When we teach inmates how to receive healing in their soul, we see real results. I am living proof that a career criminal can be transformed to the point of being able to change the world. Jesus said, "Send out harvesters into the field." Guess what? Some of those harvesters are in prison. There are millions of people waiting for their kingdom assignment. We just need to get them healed, trained, and released into their destiny. For several years, this has been our mission, and now you can help.
Today, with your support, you're giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a life change. Call now. And when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of The Glory Light of Jesus 4-disc set. With your gift of $35 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of The Glory Light of Jesus Heals Your Soul.
I was chronically sick for years and nothing brought relief. Then God gave me this powerful teaching called The Glory Light of Jesus Heals Your Soul. That's when I got miraculously healed. This CD set answers questions about the wounded soul that I haven't addressed on this program. It also includes easy to follow steps to getting your family healed too.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Let's say all this is true. Let's say that my Bible is right, that the thing I'm trying to share with you, the argument I'm trying to share with you has some foundation in it. Then how come when we decree stuff, people aren't getting healed? How come? Right? How many of you ever decreed things and you didn't see any evidence that there was no light shooting out of your mouth? Is it true? Why is that? Let me share with you. Luke 6:45. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. See, there are two sources that come out of our mouth when we speak. One is our spirit man. And we know that we receive and speak things out of our spirit because when we receive a prophetic word from God, prophetic utterance, what do? We speak it out, right? God puts a prophetic declaration in our spirit man, and up and out it comes out of our spirit, out of our mouth, as we decree it over someone or over ourselves, correct? So we receive stuff that we speak out of our mouth comes from our spirit. That's one source. What's the other source? Well, it says out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If you look at the word heart there, it's the Greek word cardia. It means the literal organ of the heart, but it also means this, the soul. See, a lot of times we're speaking out of our soul. And whatever's in our soul is what's going to come out. Now let's look at Luke 11 to see what is in our soul. There's either light or there's either the darkness from the wounds that are inside of us. I'll start at verse 33. No one after lighting a lamp puts it in a cellar or a crypt or under a bushel measure, but on a lampstand that those who are coming in may see the light. Your eye or your conscience is the lamp of the body. When your eye or your conscience is sound and fulfilling its office, your whole body's full of light. But when it's not sound and fulfilling its office, your body is full of darkness. Be careful, therefore, that the light that is in you is not darkness. If then your entire body is illuminated, having no dark part, it will be wholly bright with light, as with a lamp with its bright rays gives you light. We've talked about this scripture before. I want to go over it again so you understand. This is a soul scripture. It talks about your eye or your conscience being the lamp of your body. What is the eye? The word eye there in the Greek means the mind, the faculty of knowing. Your mind is part of your soul. The Amplified actually says that it's your eye or your conscience. Your conscience is part of your soul. The word eye is often used to describe the window to the soul. This is a soul scripture. And it's telling you that when your eye or your conscience is sound and fulfilling its office, it's because it's filled with light. See, light is the power that heals the soul. We already know that. So it's saying when your soul, your eye, your conscience, your mind is filled with light, when your whole body is filled with light, then your soul will be sound and fulfilling its office. That means every part of your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions will be healthy. They'll be making right decisions with your will, thinking right thoughts with your mind, feeling right emotions with inside of your inner man, your emotions. But that happens when your whole body's full of light. When you're full of light, healing comes and your eye becomes sound. And every part of your soul starts accurately and precisely fulfilling its office. But then it talks about this. It goes, when it's not sound and not fulfilling its office, your body is full of darkness. It's saying when your soul is not sound, it's because you're full of darkness. What does that mean? That word darkness means a soul that's lost its perceptive powers. What would cause our soul to lose its perceptive powers? Wounds. Wounds in your soul cause you to not be able to accurately perceive things. It causes you to not be able to understand the truth when it's presented to you. It causes you to walk into a situation and you look and you see all the different elements of the situation, but you wrongly judge it. You wrongly react because you've got wounds in your soul that are controlling the way you think about it, controlling the way you perceive the situation. You see, it says, the light will cause your soul to be sound and fulfilling its office, but when you don't have enough light, you will be filled with darkness. Meaning, if you don't get enough light in you, your soul will not be healed. You will still be wounded. Your soul will still have lost its perceptive powers. Now think about it. When your body is full of darkness from being wounded in your inner man, what do you think comes out when out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks? What do you think comes out of your mouth when you open it? Darkness. If you're filled with darkness from your wounded soul, when you open your mouth out of the abundance of your heart, which is your soul, the mouth speaks. So when you're speaking things, sometimes that what's coming out is not the light in your spirit, man. It's the darkness of your soul, of your wounded soul. Darkness doesn't heal people. Darkness doesn't heal people. That's why sometimes it doesn't work. When you say a word of knowledge and you speak it and that person doesn't get healed, it's because you opened your mouth and you didn't have enough light. You had more darkness. I'm not beating anybody up. I'm just being real with you. I'll tell you right now, the more light I've had, the more accurate my words of knowledge and the more people would get healed when I spoke them. The more light I've had in me, the more people got healed when I prayed for them. The more light in me, the more I could do long-distance healing. You understand? The more you get healed by the light, the more you'll be filled with the light, the more light you can release. The more wounds you have, the more darkness you have. And the more that darkness comes out when you speak. I like the end of the scripture. It says, be careful, therefore, that the light that is in you is not darkness. If then your entire body is illuminated, having no dark part, it will be wholly bright with light, as with a lamp with its bright rays that gives you light. It's saying when your whole body's full of light, it heals all the darkness that's in your soul. And then what happens? You become the light. You're up on stage. You turn the switch on. The light, the switch is you opening your mouth. I decree somebody's being healed in their neck right now in Jesus' name. Bam! The light comes out. You're the lamp with its bright rays shining out light. The light shoots out onto the people, that person that has the neck pain, and they're instantly healed. Do you understand? When your whole body is illuminated, having no dark part, then it will be wholly bright, as with a lamp with its bright rays that gives out light. You are going to become the lamp. You're going to start giving out bright rays. You're going to be so filled with the light that your whole body will be filled with the light, and you'll have no dark part. And then when you open your mouth and you decree a thing, it will be established, because the light will shine upon your ways. And you'll pray for people in other countries, and they will have a miracle. They'll get healed, because light will travel to them at 186,000 miles per second. Amen? Now watch, this is the final close. Watch what you're saying with your mouth, because sometimes when we get tired, discouraged, angry, frustrated, what happens? We spit out the darkness that's inside of us. I'm just so tired of this. Oh, I can't believe they're taking so long. Man, I'm exhausted. I've done this. I got to watch myself all the time, because I can be exhausted. Okay? I'm a busy woman. But you can't let out the darkness that's in you. You've got to instead watch your words. Because what are you releasing? Are you releasing darkness with your words? The darkness that's in your soul? Or are you releasing light? You know, if you say too much, you go, well, I'm just so tired of this, and that person's driving me crazy. Well, if they call me again, I'm just going to say, don't you bother. And if you do all that stuff, you know what you're releasing? Darkness, darkness, darkness. Where do you think that darkness is going? It goes out into the atmosphere around you, goes towards the people that are around you and hurts them, but it also goes right here. It goes right back into your soul and makes you more wounded and filled with more darkness. All right, you ready? Let's activate. We'll start first with a little blood, because I think we all need to repent for the words that we've been saying that were not praise. I'm going to be on my knees repenting with y'all. Let's do that right now first, amen? Father, we come before you right now, and we realize even more than ever before the gravity of our words, what our words are producing in us, and what they release from us. And we know when we speak dark words that are not of you, that do not exalt, that do not edify, that are judgment and of criticism and of anger and of depression and of resentment, that those are not of the kingdom of light. They are the kingdom of darkness. That our words release darkness into the atmosphere. That our words will release darkness into our own soul and make our souls even more wounded. We repent right now, Lord. We ask that you would heal us of every single word that we send with our mouth, that we use, those words we use to release darkness. Because we only want to release the light of Christ in us. So we ask right now that you would wash us clean of those sins. We repent for every word of darkness that we have ever spoken. We want the abundance of our heart to be light, the light of Christ. So wash us clean right now of those words as we come before you and we lean into the power of the cross. Okay, now what I want you to do is, I want you to start speaking out loud. You have to speak. You have to open your mouth. Don't sit there with your mouth closed. Your mouth is the gate that allows the light to come out. And I want you to start decreeing every healing scripture or every decree of healing and wellness and wholeness over your body and your soul right now. Go ahead. Come on. You can be in your living room right now, and you can do it right now. Just start speaking. And use your faith to believe that as you do, you're releasing light from your spirit, man. It's going into your house. It's going into your soul. It's going into your physical body. It's going into everything around you. Yes, Lord, we just decree healing over ourselves right now. You send your word and you heal us. No weapon formed against us will prosper. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not below. You will bless the Lord, all our soul. Bless the Lord, all our soul, and heal. Who heals all our iniquities, drives out all our diseases. We decree freedom right now over ourselves. We decree excellence in our body, excellence in our soul. As we speak, the light is coming out and going right into our soul and our body. Come on, church, stir yourself up. Speak to your soul. Speak to your body. Release the light that's in your spirit, man. Christ lives in you. Your gate is the mouth. Decree a thing and it will be established because the light will shine upon your ways. Use your voice to shed forth light.
Did you know the word praise means to shine forth light? It's true. Praising God is a great way to get healed in your soul. Remember, your words release light. So when you praise, your words will be shining forth the light of Christ into the atmosphere around you and into the atmosphere inside of you. Don't forget to praise God, especially when you don't feel like it. That's the time you really need the light of Christ to minister to your soul the most. When we teach inmates how to receive healing in their soul, we see real results. I am living proof that a career criminal can be transformed to the point of being able to change the world. Jesus said, send out harvesters into the field. Guess what? Some of those harvesters are in prison. There are millions of people waiting for their kingdom assignment. We just need to get them healed, trained, and released into their destiny. For several years, this has been our mission, and now you can help.
Today, with your support, you're giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a life change. Call now. And when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of The Glory Light of Jesus 4-disc set. With your gift of $35 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of The Glory Light of Jesus Heals Your Soul.
I was chronically sick for years and nothing brought relief. Then God gave me this powerful teaching called The Glory Light of Jesus Heals Your Soul. That's when I got miraculously healed. This CD set answers questions about the wounded soul that I haven't addressed on this program. It also includes easy to follow steps to getting your family healed too.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Next week, I'm going to teach you about another anointing called exousia, which goes hand in hand with the anointing of dunamis. Wounds in your soul allow demonic spirits to attack you and even make you sick. The anointing of dunamis causes you to be excellent of soul. Once your soul gets healed, then you need a power called exousia to be able to command effectively those demons to leave. Once you understand this anointing, your authority is going to dramatically increase. You're not going to want to miss this program. See you next week.